do this meditation sitting or lying down, depending on which posture will be right now the most relaxed and alert, but that you won't fall asleep. Establishing your posture, giving that a few minutes to arrange the body so that if you're lying down, you can deeply rest on the rug or the mat. If you're sitting, so that you're balanced, spine is extended gently, chest is open. Feeling the breath in the body. And tuning into your felt state. What are the sensations right now in the body? Either specific sensations or an overall feeling in the body. What is the emotional tone? What's happening right now in the emotional weather, we might say. Is it cloudy or sunny? A little misty and gray. Sometimes metaphorical language is helpful. Or just using ordinary psychological language. Content, anxious. What is that for you right now? And what do you notice about the dominant thoughts or patterns of thought? Initial look at the thought sphere, we might say. This is developing practice of being able to just observe. To not be as carried along by the thought stream, but able to feel the groundedness in the body, in the breath, and from that stable place to observe the thinking. Establishing awareness more fully in the breathing. And there's some choices here be skillful in response to the current situation. If there's a sense of anxiousness or the thoughts are right now or most of the time very persistent, very rapid fire, then it may be helpful to do the breath counting meditation. Feeling the breathing at whatever point it's most obvious. Chest, the belly, could even be the nose or the throat. Feeling the breath coming in and then especially noticing the exhalation. And you could just follow it, or you could add the labeling of the breath with a number. Breath counting. First exhale, we notice to count to ourself. One. And the inhale goes by, and this next exhale is two. And so on up to 10, should we get that far. So this is a concentration practice, helping us to establish that stable base for observation of the mind, of the experience. And with all of our mindfulness meditations, the important thing is not so much success in keeping the mind doggedly on the object, on the breathing, but in becoming more aware of where the mind is, more aware of what's being attended to, and being able to gently bring the mind back without judgments, without a narrative, just noticing, strip it away, bring it back. You could try counting for a while, and then if that feels stable, to just let the numbers get softer and softer, quieter and quieter, till they fade into nothing. Or just try following the breath, though, without the labels, without the counting. There's some room for experimentation and creativity and practice. distracted, turning to one. Returning to the breathing. Felt feeling of the breathing in the body. If you're a little dozy or sleepy, please try practicing with your eyes open. Just have lids halfway open. You're sitting, gazing down at a 45 degree angle. If you're lying down on your back, just gazing very softly up towards the ceiling. Letting a little light in. It can be helpful to remind ourselves that we're not trying to space out or get into any particular state, but just be aware of what's happening right now. Now awareness of breathing. Feel the breath in a larger space in the body. Not just at one point. You can keep counting a little bit longer if you're doing the counting meditation. Feeling the whole torso, the whole chest. If there's any particular place in the body that is tense or a source of some kind of energy, go ahead and breathe there, letting go of the counting now if you've been doing that. So now the awareness is pretty broad. Feeling the body in some particularity and at the same time as a whole body. Relaxing, breathing. Start to include the thinking a little more deliberately. There may have been a lot of thinking going on that may have seemed to be a distraction or something to try to move away from. Now let's see if we can turn our inner attention towards the thinking with a very soft touch from this platform of the awareness of breathing, the awareness of the body. And the way that we can do this is not to get too involved with the particularities and the details of the thoughts that arise. But to give each thought observation a very simple label, sort of acknowledgement that it's there, that it's thought, and then to touch back into breathing. There's some creativity to the labels we choose. One possibility is very simple. Past is a thought that connects to the past. You can just say to yourself, past, a memory, something emerging from the past, just past. If it's something to do with the future, wondering what's going to happen later, something you need to do, then to just say, future. Just to greet those thoughts with just that one word, future. And then let the attention sweep back into the breathing. Or if it's a thought that emerges from a present moment, a sensation or sound, something you're seeing, just present. So past, present, and future. It's a very simple set of labels, really helps us to start to feel that little bit of space between the observer and the thinker. Seems to be two very different aspects of mind. Or you could give the thinking a more topical or psychological label, like anxiety, memory, judgment, planning. And as with all of these meditations, if it gets sort of too busy or too discursive or too topsy-turvy, just return to breathing. This is not failure, but skillful response to circumstances. So try that, see if you can, from that stable place of awareness of breathing in the body, observe the thinking and give it a simple label of some kind. Just see what happens. just noticing the thinking in the context of the breathing body, giving it a label and then turning to breath, giving it a label, turning to breath. Just to make sure, really feeling the breath in the body, felt particular sensations of each breath. So we're not floating around in a cloud of thinking. Physical sensations as well. Curious about the thinking, the thoughts that come and go. Sometimes the thinking may feel like a solid mass, very dense. Other times, not so much, maybe. Is it possible to notice the way the thinking changes, the way thoughts arise and cease? So working with this labeling is a kind of an investigative tool. And we're not trying to become super skilled thought labelers, but just to take up a practice as yet another way of investigating what is it to be a person? What is the actual experience of living in the middle of this body and mind? What does that living experience be for? Things are so generalized and analyzed and assembled into a story or a personality. What is it now? When the bell rings, depending on circumstances, see if you can give yourself a little time in the transition on to whatever is next in your day or night. Perhaps to stretch a little bit, do a few of the yoga poses. If you've been sitting upright, perhaps if you have time, lie down in the resting posture. Or just simply to get up and move a little more slowly, a little more carefully, with more awareness of the breath, sensations in the body as you go about whatever is next. Can't really hold on to any states from meditation, but we can carry forward a certain spirit, a certain feeling for life, something just to muse about and experiment with. These last minutes to let the attention turn fully to the feeling of the breath in the whole body. It's fine to take a few deep breaths to just reestablish that sense.